good.
I heard you pointing to a chair and told Goran to stay there.
Yeah, obviously with that ankle and playing 41 minutes, more rest he can get at this point, get that thing feeling a little better, better off of that.
And Morris Twins and Gerald also had today off too?
Well, Gerald's got a little problem in his toe. Marcus got banged up a little bit last night. Markeith was our fifth big, so he was going to alternate in with Channing, but Channing wanted to go and play, so Markeith didn't, but they'll all be ready tomorrow.
Eric, what do you do?
Yeah, we went 5-on-5 for the first time. He looked good. He was able to go up and down the court the whole time, and he's progressing.
It's the chemistry, did that timing, how did all the kind of nuances of a player who hasn't played in a little bit look to you?
Oh, they were good. It's guy's got to get ready for his passes. He's a very good passer. And pick and rolls, I think they were surprised a couple times. That's something that guys will pick up. All of a sudden they know, hey, when Eric's got the ball and he's coming off something, be ready for a pass. So, again, that shouldn't take long.
Is there a game set in mind of when Bletz is going to return?
No, it's up to Aaron to kind of evaluate him and see how it's feeling and how he's looking out there. When he says he's got the green, we'll go.
No undue soreness to this point?
Not to this point that I've heard. Now we'll see. This is the first probably prolonged up and down he's done. So, like always, go to the next day, see how it feels. If it's not bothering him, we'll just keep moving him a little bit more and more.
Some thoughts on Atlanta for tomorrow night?
They're a team that they can put up points. They shoot the three ball. They got some great players on that team, but it's some veteran guys. So they really move the ball. They spread the floor. So we're going to have to make sure we stay in front of guys. If we don't, they'll pick us apart. That's one thing that lately we have been doing a great job of. So we'll really have to be focused in on tomorrow.
The last four games, the defense hasn't been up to the standards that it's been the entire season. What are you seeing? Why have they struggled?
Well, it's just a matter of the guys really getting after it. I thought we did that in the fourth quarter after the first four, five plays. That last 8 minutes was great. We were active, helping each other out. We were up into bodies. They weren't worried about fouls. They're just trying to make everything possible, as difficult as possible on the other team. So, we got to get back to doing that from the start of the game, and it'll be good.
How'd you like your new guy?
He did a nice job. Obviously when you come mid-season, we got a lot of not complicated stuff, but there is a lot of stuff that is probably going through his mind, going, "Oh my gosh, we just went through all that." So I'm sure he'll go home tonight and think about it, study it, write it down. And but he's he's a guy that's knows how to play the game of basketball. He can roll to the basket. He sets screens. He helps defensively. Like I said, he's a good all-around player.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.